It's gonna be scary. Not for us.
All engine running. Liftoff.
To Hart on Thompson, steps right, shoots for the win of three. He got it! He got it!
This ain't my first rodeo.
Westbrook to the basket. Turns Schroeder around. Russell Westbrook.
House the three and the lead. You betcha.
Covington, biggest shot of the game, and he hits it. The corner.
PJ Tucker.
Gordon by
Gordon Ranch.
It's time to accomplish something together that we haven't accomplished before.
We both understand that we have one common goal, and that's to win a championship. So
NBA basketball is officially, unofficially back. We made it. We are back to having basketball. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, Jackson Gatlin. You can catch me on Twitter at JT Gatlin. And of course, you can also find our show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. And hey, if you appreciate what we do here at Locked On Rockets, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Maybe drop us a review, leave us some stars. I would sincerely appreciate it. So for today's episode, what we'll do is run back some of the practice audio. So Westbrook has his very first practice back in the Disney bubble. So he has finished his 48-hour quarantine. So we will hear from him. We will also hear a little bit from PJ Tucker and kind of talk about that, as well as just the NBA's first set of scrimmages and kind of how everything has looked to this point. And the last major topic to hit on too is Luke Mbamute is now in the bubble. So Luke is undergoing his 48-hour quarantine, so hopefully we'll be seeing more of him shortly. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump straight into PJ Tucker's practice audio.
Hi, PJ. Now that you guys are very close to having everybody, Luke about to arrive as well, you have a feel for about how much time this team will need to be where you want to get, probably more for the playoffs than these eight games, but how much time it'll take?
No idea. I don't think anybody does. Just kind of going with the flow. Whoever we can get the practice, whoever's here is here, and we roll with it and figure it out. I think it's just a learning process for everybody, just trying to figure it out, but same time try to get as good, as bad as we can every day.
So with scrimmages starting Friday, is that when you know really where you are, or do you have a pretty good guess at this point where this team is?
I don't know if that determines where we are. I think, honestly, the scrimmages is for a coach to figure out, everything all over again, almost. I think he still has to reevaluate stuff and see what he wants to do. Coach here can play a whole lot of players, so he's got to figure out his rotations, his lineups, and what he wants to do. And I think that's more of a – I think those games are more of that and trying to figure it out.
Thank you.
Next question, Christy Reakin.
Hi, PJ. What do you think will be the key to you guys getting to where you want to go this season?
A lot of keys. For me, obviously I'm a defensive guy, so to me it's always about our defensive communication. Us, all of us being on the same page. It sounds so simple, but it's probably the hardest thing for any team, and especially us, the way we play defense. So I think when we communicate, our defense is better, our rotations are better, and in turn we get stopped, so we have a run to get to our offense.
Thank you. Brian Smith.
Hey, PJ. You're wearing the mask during this interview, and there's still a lot of talk in the country about how seriously people should take masks. I mean, it's pretty divisive topic. There's been talk within the bubble about whether players should have to wear masks. What's your opinion on that, and maybe just the personal message you want to send to people about how seriously to take this virus and to protect other people as well?
No, I don't really have an opinion one way or another. Honestly, for me, I listen to the professionals. They say we wear masks, then we wear masks. So I just advise everybody to listen to the people that know. And do what they say. I mean, at the end of the day, people are dying. A lot of people have died, and we got to stay safe and protect each other, one another. So for me, they say we need to wear masks. We're wearing masks.
Next question, Kaylee Griffin.
Hey, PJ, you guys have been in the bubble for about 2 weeks now. With the scrimmages starting today, you guys will get your first scrimmage on Friday. How beneficial is it going to be to get some run against other competition instead of just scrimmaging your own team?
It gets chippy, man. It gets chippy with our team. Everybody probably at this point, it's like camp. You know, you get a group of guys together and you play a bunch and you start, you know, get competitive and everybody wants to win and, you know, we started going at each other. So it'd be nice to get some new blood here soon because we've been pounding away, going at each other pretty good lately. So that'd be good.
Any other questions? Mark Berman.
PJ, what was it like for you when you got to see Russ for the first time when he was back, and how meaningful is that to you and your teammates?
Like, I didn't see him. He walked by and smacked my neck. I didn't know he was out yet. So it wasn't getting hit in the neck at 7:30 this morning by Russell Westbrook. But I seen that big old smile. I knew it was him. I knew he was happy to be here. I've been talking to him every day. He's excited. And I know practice is going to – it's been a really high level. I know today is about to be through the roof. So should be fun. Have my guys back.
PJ is definitely excited to have his guys back, Harden and Westbrook. I'm excited that they're back, and I'm sure you're excited that they're back. So coming up, we will hear from the man of the hour himself, Russell Westbrook. We'll get there in just one moment after a quick word from our friends over at rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure the often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your car an LX or an EX? And then you have to wait while the person goes behind the counter to order the parts, and they're only picking the parts that their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even brand new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And look, rockauto.com, they're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. And here, best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. And they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why would you want to spend twice as much for the exact same parts? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And be sure to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And we are back in here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Getting ready to listen to Russell Westbrook and his first chance to speak to the media since joining the Disney bubble. So here we go.
I didn't put my mask on right, but it's all right.
You can put it on right.
What's
Hi,
going on?
Russell.
Where you at? You at home?
I'm at home. I'll be there soon. All right, let's get started. First question, Jonathan Fagan.
Oh, let me put my mask on right, but it's all right.
You can put it on right.
What's going
Hi, Russell.
Where you at? You at home?
I'm at home. I'll be there soon. All right, let's get started. First question, Jonathan Fagan.
Oh, Russ, good to see you again. Yeah. Can you tell us what you've had to go through to be able to be there with the team now? Did you have symptoms, and how are you in terms of your fitness and conditioning after everything?
First of all, just kind of thankful and blessed to be healthier, to be able to go out and compete again, but just quarantining, man, been at home, trying to be productive. Obviously not able to get on the basketball floor, but finding ways to kind of say I could do as much conditioning I can probably do. But as far as that, we'll see once I get out there. But that's the last thing that I worry about, honestly, because before I had to quarantine, I was in pretty good shape. So I should be all right.
Thank you.
Christy Reakin.
Russ, how eager are you to get back on the court with your teammates and get back to playing after such a long layoff?
Man, very eager. I'd be lying if I wouldn't say I was. Just being home and being by myself for such a long period of time, away from my family and my teammates and organization. So I'm definitely excited to kind of get back on there on the floor and get things rolling.
Tim McMahon.
Hey, Russ, a couple things. One, Mike said he's basically going to leave it up to you as far as whether you want to to go in Friday's scrimmage. I know you haven't practiced yet, but do you have a feel for that yet, for whether that's something you want to do or if you'd prefer to wait?
Honestly, Tim, I don't have a fear if I can make a layup at this point. I got to start there first. Once I start there, then I'll work my way from there.
All right, and the other thing, obviously, you've been vocal with the Black Lives Matter movement, and I know you were very involved in the protest out in L.A. The question I have for you is, what do you want as far as the owners in your league? What kind of support are you looking for from owners? What can they do to help you guys with that movement?
I believe the owners play a huge part, obviously owning the teams and saying, obviously knowing our league is predominantly Black league. I think it's important that our owners, number one, understand all the social injustice that goes on in today's society, how it impacts each one of our communities, where we grew up, understand how meaningful it is for them to be able to show their support, not just for our team, but for the Black communities, because I believe it goes a long way for players like myself in this league to know that you have owners and people that you kind of work for, that you play for on your side, and understand how important it is to be able to represent the Black community.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Next question, Rachel Nichols.
You've been on different teams with different chemistry. Every team's different, right? What do you expect? How do you expect the Rockets, this team, to be affected by being in this kind of crucible of being all together for 3 months like this?
I think it's going to be very, very vital for us to be able to bond and stay very close-knit, because times like this, I think it kind of only allows you to be able to come closer or grow apart. And I think that we're such a good place from what I heard from not being here. My job is to come in and just fit along right where everything else is going perfectly fine. So.
Next question, Brian Smith.
Hey, Russ, you're one of the biggest names in the NBA that's dealt with the coronavirus personally. What would you like fans, just everyday people, to know about the virus in terms of, awareness, wearing a mask, how seriously they need to take this thing?
I'm not a doctor nor a specialist, but I do know that it's definitely something to take very seriously, to understand wearing a mask and can be between life or death, honestly. I think, obviously I'm a name that people know and see it pops up on the screen and show they care, but my thing is that people dying are from this virus, each and every day, and it's something that we all need to take very, very seriously, because some of our loved ones could lose our loved ones, or some people that's close to us, our family. So it's something that I keep saying to my family, my friends, my close group of people, to take it very seriously. So
thank you.
Kaylee Griffin.
Hey, Russell. Good to see you. You have a pretty special shirt on. Your brand partnered with the MBPA to make these shirts happen. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into that process and how it's all come out?
Yeah, the league wanted to do something, and the MBPA wanted to do something special for our players, and whether it's through shirts or any other way. And obviously, I'm lucky enough to have my own brand on the gift. And I wanted to be able to, number one, show just my respects, my gratitude towards the families, obviously, on the front of the shirt. But there are obviously names that are not on it that, we couldn't put every single name on it. But then on the back, I wanted to be able to give our guys in the league a message
that they weren't allowed to be able to obviously put on their jersey, but some of the messages that they did want, that I did know about internally, I just want to give guys another way to speak and use their voice without actually talking. So it's something that at least I'm personally most proud of that I've done thus far with my brand, especially something that I plan to obviously just take action as any way that I can and find ways to be able to continue to make sure our voices are heard and we find ways to make change and get justice for a lot of these people on the front of the shirt and obviously names that are not here as well.
We'll take two more. Adam Spolin.
Hey, Russell, can you say when you first registered your positive test and did you show any symptoms?
No, I didn't. I was just at home. The only thing I probably had was like a stuffy nose, but that was it.
And last question, Mark Berman.
Russ, can you tell us from what you think and all your experience, how long it'll take you to get to where you want to get to be like you are 100% shape wise, playing wise, all that?
I don't know. I'll take one day at a time. You know, that's all I can do. Just be thankful and blessed to be able to go back on the floor and compete. And I'll take one day at a time. And when I'm back 100%, you will know.
When I'm back 100%, you will know. It's such a Russ thing to say, and gosh, if I don't just love it. All right, so that's going to do it for Russell Westbrook's audio. So coming up, we'll have our final segment, thoughts on Luke finally joining the team, and just general impressions from the first day of NBA scrimmages, and a few other thoughts kind of just wrapped up in that final segment coming up in just one moment. And we are back in here for our final segment at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So first things first, it is so wonderful to just have Westbrook back. It's the same feeling that when Harden finally joined the team, that you have this sigh of relief where it's just like, okay, everybody's back together. You know, the two alphas are in the room, and it just... The pressure is slightly off. Like I can't quite put words to it, which I guess I should be better at being able to do, given this occupation that I'm in. Anyways, I hope you understand what I'm getting at. It's just there's this really gratifying feeling that, okay, we have the guys back, the band is all back together, and they're ready to get things done. You know, it sounds like largely Russ was asymptomatic, you know, had a little bit of a, you know, stuffy nose here or there, and PJ Tucker talking about kind of what it means to have him back on the team and just the intensity level in practice and how Russ is going to impact that. It's all so crucial when you look at everything as a big picture of what it means to get these guys back together and to hopefully get Russ out there in time for the first scrimmage with the team. I'm not going to be expecting him. It would be great if he's going to be there for the first scrimmage. I don't think it's going to happen. But all that being said, you know, Russ jokingly talking about he's got to see if he can hit a layup first, and the Rockets immediately post a video of him slamming the ball home with ease. So I don't think hitting a layup is going to be any concern for Russ. I think it looks like he's done a phenomenal job keeping his body ready to go, coming back for the NBA season. Likewise, a la James Harden, who did a phenomenal job keeping his body in shape and even trimming down in preparation for the return of the season. PJ Tucker talked about, you know, defensive communication a little bit, and that's always going to be one of the big ones. And it's an encouraging sign that defense has been one of the main talking points coming out of so many of the different players, coming out of Mike D'Antoni, coming out of Damari Carroll, coming out of House, coming out of Tucker, coming out of Austin Rivers. All these different points being made about the defense is great. Now, they can talk the talk, but it's about whether they're going to actually walk the walk. And I do think that based on what we've heard, and even from Mike D'Antoni, from the horse's mouth himself, talking about, you know, this is kind of a veteran team. And they've, you know, at times, They have, you know, played down to their opponents as well as played up to their opponents. So the fact that all the opposition that they'll be facing in the Disney bubble, they're facing legitimately quality opponents every game now. There's a hope that they're not going to have any teams to necessarily play down to. So even Craig Ackerman kind of, you know, reaffirmed that belief that, hey, the 22 teams that made it to the bubble, they're all good teams. And of the 8 games that the Rockets play, they're all playing legitimate teams. And so there shouldn't really be an opportunity for them to play down to any of their opponents. Now, the other thing that I want to hit on really quickly before just general feelings about how those first few scrimmages looked is Luka Mbamute has finally made it to Orlando, so he's undergoing his 48-hour quarantine. That is big. I still, again, I'm not really quite sure how realistic he will be as a legitimate part of this team. But again, there are things playing in his favor as far as having been a part of the team before, having been under D'Antoni before, and played with Harden and Gordon and Tucker before. And then the things kind of, you know, playing against him and the fact that it took so long for him to get to the bubble. And now that he's in the bubble, he's not going to make it to the first scrimmage. There's no way for that to happen. And just, again, his overall health, we're not quite sure where that's at. So there's a lot of questions surrounding Luke. And as soon as we have answers for them, absolutely, you know that I will be bringing them here to this podcast as soon as we know what's going on with the Prince. Now, that being said, we got to watch NBA basketball sort of for the first time Wednesday, and it was honestly, it was exhilarating seeing NBA basketball players play the game again, and you know, it not just being a highlight clip or a rerun or just something. It was phenomenal. You know, I started with the Magic Clippers game. I watched a little bit of the the Nuggets and Wizards game. And then I wasn't able to tune in into either of the later evening games as I was busy recording multiple things. But that being said, I'm really impressed with how the court itself looks. The design is very sleek. The, you know, kind of the whatever the LCD, you know, walls or the you know, the basically the gigantic display that wraps around the arena is, you know, much better than what I originally thought. Because if I'm being completely honest, until the first pictures leaked of what the actual court and the arena was going to look like, I was picturing them legitimately playing in an empty gymnasium. I was picturing a court with a bunch of empty seats. And that, to me, would have been, you know, a much less interesting thing to watch. And I should have known better for, you know, a multi-million, multi-billion dollar organization like the NBA to not put on a broadcast in that effect. You know, I thought it was going to look like a rec league type game. So I was thoroughly surprised when the first images and videos dropped, and to see it actually in action, to hear some of the, you know, the sneakers and the dribbling and just all the way that the broadcast sounded. And I think one unique part too is actually how, because, you know, I'm a pirate and I, you know, sail the seven seas, I was jumping from different stream to different stream. So I saw like the home stream for the Clippers, the home stream for the Magic, the home stream for the Nuggets. And it was interesting to see how each home stream was doing things as far as some streams were actually having their broadcasters like in the home arena doing like, you know, reporting from their, it was like a dark, like the Magic's announcer was doing like a report from the darkened Orlando Magic Arena. And so it'll be interesting to see if, from a Rockets perspective, if maybe we'll see, you know, Matt Bullard and Bill Worrell sitting in Toyota Center to some effect, or even, you know, possibly Kaylee Griffin sitting in Toyota Center, you know, as they cut to them to do a quick report about, you know, what the Rockets have been up to during the hiatus, what they've been up to during the Disney bubble, all these different things. So it's just fun and interesting to see how the individual broadcast teams are going to be tackling this. And it'll also be really great to see how the national channels kind of use this as well with their broadcasters. So overall, I'm just very excited that basketball is back. And coming up, we do have the Rockets scrimmage this Friday. So that is going to be an exciting game. You know, just being able to see the guys on the court for the first time in over 4 months is going to be exhilarating. I can't wait for it. And I will have, for Friday's pod, I'm going to probably drop my list of goals to get out of these scrimmages, because we'll have the very first scrimmage Friday and then the second scrimmage Sunday. So just kind of some goals, some expectations, and the number one goal above all is don't get injured, right? That just kind of goes without saying. But I'll come up with some other goals and, you know, ideal outcomes from these scrimmages for that Friday pod. But I think for today's episode, that's where we're going to wrap things up. So as always, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.